KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a few sprinkles. Thunder showers off to our west and southwest, and it's currently 64 degrees. We picked up 12 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. It ended at 7 a.m. today. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms through midday and a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Atlantic Fire was dispatched at around 6:14 a.m. today to a semi-tractor trailer tire fire. The semi was located at the 60-mile marker eastbound off-ramp from Interstate 80. The fire was put out and no other details are currently available at this time. Police in Red Oak also arrested a woman early this morning on an assault charge. 27-year-old Alyssa May Giraz of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. on a Pott County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Giraz was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending transfer to Pottawatomie County. Pottawatomie County emergency management officials put out a notice at around 2:45 p.m. Tuesday that the city of Carson is currently under a 48-hour boil water advisory. The city, they said, had experienced a water and sewer main break. The citizens of Carson are encouraged to boil water meant for consumption and let it cool prior to use. You should boil your tap water for using that for at least 1 minute before cooling and drinking it, using it for washing fruits and vegetables or brushing teeth. Bottled water is, of course, acceptable for those purposes as well. About 90 homes and or businesses were affected by a power outage Tuesday morning in Atlantic. Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager Steve Chepkes told KJAN News the outage was noticed at around 6:20 a.m. It affected customers located in the area of Redwood Drive between 14th and 22nd Streets. Chepkes said an underground wire went bad, and some customers noticed a sporadic blinking of their power due to the fact crews were trying to isolate the bad section of wire. Anita Rescue, Iota Fire, and Medevac Ambulance were dispatched to a reported cave-in Tuesday morning off White Pole Road in Anita near Murphy Enterprises. The call went out around 10:18 a.m. Dispatch reports at the time indicated a man who was pulled out of the ditch was suffering from possible rib and chest injuries. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said Medevac was canceled en route, and we have no other details available at this time. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday said several arrests had been made following the execution of a search warrant at a residence last Friday. The following people were arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail. 25-year-old Brett Allen Ballantyne of Harlan was charged with distribution of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and gathering where a controlled substance is unlawfully used. And these Harlan residents were each charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and gathering where a controlled substance is unlawfully used. 47-year-old Jerry Dean Ballantyne Jr., 43-year-old Kimberly Ann Ballantyne, 19-year-old Dylan Ray Jansen, 24-year-old Brandon Lee Anderson, and 39-year-old Larry John Chambers. 47-year-old Andrea Christine Wyatt of Shelby was also charged with possession of a controlled substance and gathering where a controlled substance is unlawfully used. Harlan police report also on July 20th, 23-year-old Gage Wiley Spencer of Audubon was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. 39-year-old Jason Robin Conway Emery of Harlan was arrested on that date for carrying weapons and public intoxication. 47-year-old Jamie Dean Anderson of Harlan was arrested on July 20th for driving under suspension and possession of a controlled substance. And 44-year-old Stephen Duane Carroll of Harlan was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. On July 25th, 34-year-old Brandon Lee Mapes of Harlan was arrested for domestic abuse assault and public intoxication. And on July 28th, 45-year-old Lyle James Klein of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication. Three people were arrested on drug and or burglary charges Monday in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office yesterday said deputies responded at around 11:15 a.m. Monday to a call about suspicious activity at 25,600 Road L-34. The first deputy to arrive on the scene called for a rapid backup from the other deputies because he had two men and a woman detained and had discovered numerous knives. Another deputy who arrived on the scene found a hypodermic needle containing a clear or opaque liquid. In all, numerous knives, an open container, the needle, and a set of brass knuckles were recovered at the scene. The vehicle the suspects were in possession of had also been reported stolen out of Omaha. The suspects had apparently gone to multiple houses, knocking on the door or ringing the doorbell, claiming they were trying to locate a lost dog. In one such attempt, the resident was occupied and unable to come to the door, and one of the suspects allegedly tried to gain entry into the home, apparently thinking no one was there. Those arrested include 38-year-old John Joseph Bowen of Council Bluffs, 24-year-old Nathan K. Burgard, and 28-year-old Michaela Ann Christensen of Omaha. All three suspects were charged with theft in the second degree related to the motor vehicle, attempted burglary in the second degree, and possession of burglary tools. Bowen and Christensen were additionally charged with possession of methamphetamine first offense, with Christensen facing a paraphernalia charge as well. Burgard was also charged with open container. His bond was set at $12,000. Bowen's bond was set at $13,000, and bond for Christensen was set at $13,300. In our funeral announcements, Shirley Renee Fagan, age 59, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died Sunday in Des Moines. A memorial mass for Shirley Fagan will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. John Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Phyllis Sponsler, age 84, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Sponsler will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Wanda Peterson, age 88, of Sioux Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wanda Peterson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Violet Cardell, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Violet Cardell will be next Monday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. And Violet Huntley, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Williston, North Dakota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Violet Huntley will be held at a later date in Williston, North Dakota. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.